Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Brady and Ella. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com, send me your idea and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Vivian from Austin, Texas, Arlo from San Diego, California, Ethan and Tyler from Australia, Nala from Vancouver, Canada, Eddie from Bay Ridge, New York, Lauren from Portland, Maine, Connor and Michaela from Sydney, Australia, and Annalise from Redwood City. I'm so glad that you're on the Spy Kid team and part of the Kid Short Stories family. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. And guess what? If you listen all the way to the end after the story, I have more kid shoutouts that I want to say hi to you. All right, are you ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. Brady, Ella, it's time to go. It was time for Brady and Ella to go on a road trip out west. Yeah, Brady and Ella live in Calgary. And just a couple hours outside of Calgary is a beautiful mountain range with some very pretty lakes. These lakes are full of the most amazing, bluest, brightest water you've ever seen. And they were really looking forward to this trip. It was kind of a long drive, and so they definitely needed to listen to some stories along the way. But they were excited to spend the day hiking with the family and their dog, Abby. Yeah, woof, woof. Abby was a very great dog, and Brady and Ella loved to play with Abby. So as they all loaded up in the car, woof, woof. See you later, house, they shouted as they rode off and drove onto the road that would take them straight to the mountains. It was a beautiful day. The sky was blue, not a cloud in the sky. Well, there was one cloud right above them as they were driving. That's okay, but it was still a beautiful day. Oh, are we almost there? Brady said. Yeah, look over there. Ella was pointing to the mountains as they were getting closer and closer. And they looked up and that cloud was still above them. It's like the cloud was following them. Ooh, interesting. Well, Brady and Ella and Abby were anxiously awaiting to get to the parking lot and get out of the car and stretch, 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 and then get ready for the hike with the family. As they arrived, Brady and Ella both jumped out of the car as fast as they could. Oh, finally, we're here! And Abby was very close behind. Woof, woof. All right, can we start hiking? We gotta get to that lake. I can't wait to see how bright blue it is. That was Ella. She was very excited to take some pictures of this very brightly blue-colored water of those lakes. They take really good pictures. And Ella is a really good photographer too. Well, they had a long hike ahead of them and they needed to get going. Let's go! It's kind of fun when you hike to whistle. Do you know how to whistle? Yeah, that's a fun thing to do. And as they looked up in the sky, that same cloud was still above them. Brady, you know that cloud that we saw on the road that was like right above us and it looked like it was following us? Yeah, it's still there. Oh, that's okay. It's just a cloud. It's probably just blowing in the wind. Yeah, it's not like a cloud would follow us, do you think? Beep, 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 beep. What was that? Brady and Ella looked around. Oh, I heard a like a beep, beep sound. Woof, 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 woof. I think Abby heard it too. It sounded like it came up from the trees, or maybe even higher. As Brady and Ella froze and looked up, they saw that cloud starting to move closer and closer to them. Oh no, it looks like it's gonna rain. Let's run, hurry. Brady, Ella, Abby, and their parents ran up further up the mountain to try and get away from that cloud. And the further up they went, the cloudier it got. It's like all of a sudden, it was a blue sky, but all of a sudden, it was like all foggy and cloudy. Brady, where'd you go? Ella shouted. Abby! Woof, woof. What was that sound? Brady shouted. It sounded like Abby. Let's go. Brady and Ella ran over to where the sound of Abby howling was coming from. And all of a sudden, whoa, whoa, whoa! They started to float in the air. As they looked up in the sky, they saw Abby, their dog, floating above them. Abby, it's okay, we're coming for you, shouted Ella. Brady, Ella, and Abby were all floating up in this cloud, and all of a sudden, they went inside the cloud, and wait a second, it was not a cloud. This was some kind of alien spaceship. Dun, dun, dun. Ella, don't move, but I think we're in. Some kind of alien spaceship. Brady, I know. We gotta stay low. Stay quiet.
Hello.
What? It's an alien. Look over there. As Brady turned around, Ella was pointing at an alien. This alien was very, very small. Oh, hello.
Hi. Well, we're sorry to have inconvenienced your day, but we were actually just collecting that furry specimen, and we didn't mean to take you two humans. You can go back down.
Wait a second! You were trying to take our dog, and but that's our dog. You can't just take Abby.
Is that what you call this furry thing? It's a dog?
Yes, it's a dog, and it's ours, and you can't have it.
Well, we've been following you ever since you left your house, trying to find of a time where we could look at that fluffy thing, because we love fluffy things here.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Remember I said these aliens are really small? Well, I mean like really small. They were like the size of squirrels. Yeah. And I think they really like fluffy things, and that is why they wanted Abby. Well, what do you want to learn about Abby? You cannot take Abby, but if you want to learn something about dogs, why don't you ask us first?
Well, we wanted to see what that fluffy stuff was made of, and because actually, our beds are not very fluffy, and so we wanted to see how we could make a fluffier bed.
Well, you cannot use, my dog Abby's fur. You're not gonna cut her hair off. No way! There's way better solutions to have a soft bed.
Well, what else are your ideas?
Well, down on Earth, they make something called pillows and blankets and beds that are soft with a mattress. Have you ever heard of those?
No, I have never heard of a pillow or a blanket.
No, it's called a blanket.
A blanket?
It's... Okay, yes, a blanket. Well, we would be happy to get you all the comfiest, you know, pillows and blankets and all that stuff. But just please, let me and my brother, Brady, and our dog, Abby, let us go back down to Earth, and we'll get you all these things.
Okay, if you promise, beep beep.
The alien pushed a button, and the three of them were very quickly, but safely, dropped down back to Earth. Whoa! Wow. Oh. Wow. Okay. Where are you guys? Shouted their parents. Brady! Ella! Where are you? We're over here! Ella shouted. Woof, 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 woof. You won't believe what happened. Where did you guys go? We've been looking for you all over the place.
Well, exactly. You're not going to believe us. But we just went into an alien spaceship and then they need pillows and blankets because they don't have any in their comfy bed.
Okay. That's a fun story, but let's stay together. All right, let's keep hiking.
Well, let's finish our hike and then we got to get home and get all these pillows and blankets for that alien. I'm not joking, said Ella.
Okay, well, let's go climb up the rest of the mountain so we can see the view of that beautiful lake. And that is the end of our story, but it was not the end of their adventure. After their hike, they got back into the car and drove back home to find the comfiest pillows and blankets. And that cloud, I think it was actually a pretend cloud that was the camouflage of the spaceship. Well, it followed them all the way back home, and they put all these comfy things in their backyard. And by the next morning, they were gone. I'm pretty sure those aliens slept very soundly that night. The end.
Wow, what an awesome story. I can't imagine if a real alien, took my dog. That would be kind of scary, but extra silly if I met that alien and it was the size of a squirrel. Well, you know what time. It's time for some more kid shout-outs. Thank you for listening all the way to the end of the story. I want to say hey to Keldon from Tyler, Texas, Jen from Vancouver, Emma from LaSalle, Robbie from Chicago, Charlotte from Dayton, Ohio, and Flynn from Auckland, New Zealand. I'm so glad that you are all on the Spy Kids team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. All right, well, you guys keep an eye out for clues, and I will see you next time on Kid Short Stories. Bye!